position, it is not possible for me to go into any greater detail than that, said Multicano.
I let out a sigh. Not that sighing was going to accomplish anything, but it was something I had to do.
So then, Kumiko had been involved with this man for some time?
2.5 months or thereabouts, I believe.
2.5 months, I said. How could it have been going on for 2.5 months without my noticing anything?
Because, Mr. Okada, you had no doubts whatsoever about your wife,
said Multicano. I nodded.
That's true. It never once crossed my mind. I never imagined Kumiko could lie to me like that, and I still can't really believe it.
Results aside, the ability to have complete faith in another human being is one of the finest qualities a person can possess.
Not an easy ability to come by, said Noboru Wataya.
The waiter approached and refilled my coffee cup. A young woman at the next table was laughing out loud.
So then, I said to Noboru Wataya, what is the ultimate purpose of this gathering? Why are the three of us together here? To get me to agree to divorce Kumiko? Or is there some deeper objective? There did seem to be a kind of logic to what you said earlier, but all the important parts are vague. You say Kumiko has a man and has left the house. So where did she go? What is she doing there? Is she by herself or is she with him? Why hasn't Kumiko got in touch with me? If it's true she has another man, that's the end of that. But I won't believe it's true until I hear it directly from her. Do you understand? The only ones who count here are Kumiko and me. We're the ones who have to talk to each other and decide things. You've got nothing to do with this.
Noboru Wataya pushed his untouched glass of iced tea aside.
We are here to inform you of the situation, he said. I asked Miss Kano to accompany me, thinking it would be better to have a third party present. I don't know who Kumiko's other man is, and I don't know where she is now. Kumiko is grown up. She can do as she pleases. But even if I knew where she was, I certainly wouldn't tell you. She hasn't been in touch with you because she doesn't want to talk to you.
She did want to talk to you, apparently. How much could she have told you? You and she are not very close, as I understand it.
Well, if you and she were so damn close, why did she sleep with another man?
Said Noboru Wataya. Multicano gave a little cough. Noboru Wataya went on.
Kumiko told me she's having a relationship with another man. She said she wants to settle everything once and for all. I advised her to divorce you. She said she would think about
it. Is that
all? I asked. What else is
there? I just don't get it, I said. I don't believe that Kumiko would go to you with something so important. You're the last person she would consult on such a matter. She would either think it out for herself or speak to me. She must have said something else to you. If she had to talk to you in person, it must have been about something else.
Noboru Wataya allowed the faintest possible smile to play over his lips. A thin, cold smile, like a sliver of a moon hovering in the dawn sky.
This is what they mean by letting the truth slip out,
he said in a soft but clearly audible voice. Letting the truth slip out, I said, testing the expression for myself.
I'm sure you see my point, he said. Your wife sleeps with another man. She runs out on you, and then you try to pin the blame on someone else. I've never heard of anything so stupid. Look, I didn't come here for my own pleasure. It was something I had to do. For me, it's just a waste of time. I might as well be throwing my time into the gutter.
When he had finished speaking, a deep silence settled over the table. Do you know the story of the monkeys of the Shitty Island? I asked Noboru Wataya. He shook his head with no sign of interest.
Never heard of it.
Somewhere far, far away, there's a shitty island. An island without a name. An island not worth giving a name. A shitty island with a shitty shape. On this shitty island grow palm trees that also have shitty shapes. and the palm trees produce coconuts that give off a shitty smell.